You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, a lot of people have been talking about expressway shootings in recent weeks. In 2019, there were 52, 128 last year. Already this year, here we are, August 25th, there have been 158. That's one of the things I want to talk to State Representative LaShawn Ford about. Representative, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
Part of your district is the Eisenhower Expressway, correct?
Absolutely. The district, Austin, I live right off of the Austin exit. So, yes, I see a lot of activity on that expressway on the 290.
And so the state police announced earlier this month that they were going to install these cameras that would capture license plates in an effort to sort of increase prosecutions when it comes to expressway shootings. Do you think that's going to help?
You know, I think it should deter, and it should also help catch some of the perpetrators. I mean, and that's what's going to reduce the number of shootings when people know that they will be caught if they commit crimes on our expressway. So I give the state police a lot of credit for doing this and doing their part to keep us safer.
It's kind of a strange jurisdictional moment, isn't it? I mean, the state police patrol the expressway, Chicago police the streets, and yet it seems like a lot of times when it comes with these expressway shootings, they start on the streets of Chicago but end up on the expressways. Am I correct in that, or am I not?
Yeah, for most of the crimes, they all start within communities, and that's why we have to have a more coordinated effort with the city police and the state police and the Cook County Sheriffs if we're going to prevent these expressway shootings. So, yeah, it spills over on our state highways. And so to get these plate readers, you know, people think that it could violate the civil rights, but I think that it protects our human rights.
State Representative LaShawn Ford is with us. And so why do you think that there's been such an explosion? I mean, why are the numbers so dramatically up?
You know, we have more guns on the street now. The proliferation of guns is on the rise, and we have more illegal guns.
Yeah, but we had a lot of guns Representative, we had a lot of guns on the streets last year, too, and there were only 128 expressway shootings the whole year. We're already at 158.
Well, there are more guns this year than last year. Plus, we've been through we're going through a pandemic, and we have a lot of people under stress in the city. More drugs being sold, illegal drugs being sold in the city. And so we have people with mental health problems that's not being treated. We have more drug trade going on in our city that's not being dealt with. And so when you have drugs, behavioral health problems, and guns on the rise, and then you're going to have more shootings.
State Representative LaShawn Ford is with us. We've talked a lot. You know, I give it my best shot to be as fair as I can. I'm going to make a segue here that you might consider unfair. But so we have someone on an expressway shooting get caught, get convicted, go to prison. You've got a bill now in the legislature that would allow that person to vote. Explain for me why you think convicted criminals, while they're doing their time, should be allowed to vote.
Yeah, Steve, I think that there's nothing that we should do when we're trying to incorporate people or rehabilitate people while they're incarcerated. We should take nothing away from them. We should give them ways to start rehabilitating. I believe, and many people believe, that if you could keep people while they're incarcerated on the path to recovery and being reformed, then we're going to be better off as a society. And when you make them responsible people or help them become responsible people by them keeping engaged with our political system, it could help with recovery. It can help with them being better citizens.
So it would be a way of beginning or encouraging civic engagement that they might well keep as they leave prison.
Absolutely. You said it. It really does encourage civic engagement. It encourages them to be engaged with their family, their children, because we have elections all the time. So, you know, this will give them some productive conversations to have with their family, friends, and inmates about who they want to vote for. They read the papers. They talk to their family and friends about who's running for office. And this is the type of thing we need to make sure that we can help people be reformed and be more responsible.
We're talking about the idea that people sitting in prison should have the right to vote in Illinois. State Representative LaShawn Ford likes that. So just so I'm clear, if you're awaiting trial, say, Cook County Jail, you're allowed to still vote, right? And if you've been released from prison now in Illinois, you can vote upon your release. It's just while you're incarcerated after conviction that you can't vote now.
Right, Steve. So if you're in Cook County Jail, you can vote. If you're locked up in a state prison in Illinois or serving your probation or parole, you cannot vote. And we believe that when the Constitution was written, it left responsibility on the states to determine whether or not they want the people in their prisons to vote. And when we had the Constitutional Convention in Illinois, there's a question of whether or not people should be barred from voting in Illinois' prisons. So we're pushing, and we believe that it would cause no harm when you allow people to vote while they're in prison. Well, it would do more good than bad.
We're talking to State Representative LaShawn Ford about his bill that would restore voting rights to people in prison serving their terms. Let me just read a sentence to you from the Constitution and get your response to it. A person convicted of a felony or otherwise under sentence in a correctional institution or jail shall lose the right to vote, which shall be restored not later than upon completion of his sentence. So that's in the Constitution. How would your bill get around that?
Yeah, so that not later than, you know, we believe that we could restore this immediately after they have been sentenced to jail. The not later than is what's in question, and we're asking constitutional scholars to give us their opinion on it.
So if it says not later than, that opens up the door to where it could possibly be earlier than.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we believe, and people from Vote Chicago Votes, they've been working very hard on this, and we have constitutional scholars that's given us advice. And we're seeking advice from our Attorney General's office in Illinois, Kwame Raoult.
State Representative LaShawn Ford is talking with us here about this idea of allowing people serving prison time to vote in Illinois. So I know with the inmates at Cook County Jail awaiting trial, I think they vote from the jail. Your bill would give the convicted the people serving their prison terms the right to vote from their last known address, correct? Tell me why that's significant.
Yeah, so we want people to use absentee ballots to vote for people in the communities that they're going to return to. Majority of the people will return to the communities that they left before they were incarcerated and put in prison. So they should be voting for people that will run their public schools that their children go to. They should be voting for the aldermen and the state reps and the congresspeople that impact the life of their families and their loved ones. So it's better that they vote for people that will be serving them and that continue to serve them while they're incarcerated. As we talk now, we know that people that are locked up in prisons today, they don't rely on services from the representatives from the prison districts, right. They still rely on services from people from their home districts. So that's why they should be voting for them.
State Representative LaShawn Ford is with us. It would make for some interesting campaigning in Pontiac if the local aldermen were elected by the prison population. I'm not sure anyone wants that.
You know what? I think that people want to vote wherever they could get it. You know, and I think that it makes sense that we campaign and with all, and as all citizens to be part of the democracy. I don't think that people, because they've been convicted of a crime, should lose their constitutional right to vote.
Listen, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I very much enjoy our conversations, Representative. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Chicago Democratic Representative LaShawn Ford. So there you heard his arguments. What are yours? Do you think it's a good idea? 312-981-7200. Same number if you think it's a really bad idea. We're going to check the news and we'll take your phone calls coming up after that. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News.